Amen. Lord, worthy is your name. Thank you for Jesus who came. We celebrated his birth. We celebrated all that surrounded that, the anticipation and the arrival of Jesus. And we thank you for Christmas, God, that we were able to celebrate and worship you. And now we move forward into the new year. So, God, I pray that you'll take our hearts, that we'll offer you our hearts, and that you'll do something powerful this year in each one of us, as you work in us and as you work through us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated. And kids, I got something for you today, so come on up to the front before you get to go back to your classes. You can find a seat, you can sit on the floor, whatever you want to do. And I'm going to see how well you are familiar with the animal kingdom. You guys know a lot about animals, right? Lots of different animals, big animals, small animals, fast animals, slow animals. Wow, Ethan, you're way up front. I want to know which animals do you think, what is the biggest animal you can think of that will fit through this hula? A lion? I bet you a lion can fit through here. A cheetah? Yep. Probably can jump through. A tiger?
A big dog.
Big dog, yep. A bunny? A bunny? Do we know any monster bunnies? I'm sure a bunny could fit. What's the biggest animal? Elephant? You think an elephant could fit through here? Baby elephant? Rhinoceros?
Hippopotamus.
I don't know. Might get stuck. A dinosaur. A baby dinosaur, right. Lots of animals would fit through that. Well, I have something else. What about this? This is a little bracelet. What's the biggest animal that you can think of that would fit through this? What do you say, MJ? A mouse? Yeah, I bet a mouse could fit through here. Anything bigger? A snake, some snakes. An ant? An ant could fit. A rat. Rats? Anybody rat lovers? A butterfly, sometimes they might get stuck in their wings. A kitten, a baby kitten? Yeah, probably. All right, good. You guys are doing great. Now I have one more thing. What is this? This is a sewing needle. I left the string in it so I could tell what it was. And because the hole in it is so tiny, I can hardly even see it. Can you see the hole? What is the biggest animal that would fit through that? You can, yeah, mommy strung it for me. What would fit through this? A germ. Yes, a germ would fit. A germ? It's like sickness. Oh, you don't want to touch it. It's sharp.
A piece of string.
Yeah, I couldn't even get a piece of string through this. No, don't push. Don't push, guys. No, we're not going to touch it. We're not going to touch because this has a pointy end that will hurt you. Ow, it just hurt me. Do you think an ant could crawl through here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where are you headed?
Come here, you. No climbing the cross. We've never had to make that a rule before. No climbing the cross, you. Come here. Come here. Anything else you think? Think a stink bug would fit through here? No. How about a camel?
No.
Could a camel fit through here?
No.
Oh, you don't think a camel could just walk right through this little hole?
I got one thing.
What?
A worm?
A worm. Maybe a tiny, tiny worm. And a spider. Maybe a spider. But a camel? Did you know that in Mark chapter 10, Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to get into the kingdom of God. Easier for a camel to go through this thing. Now, how hard is that?
Perfect.
Does anybody have a pet camel we can try it out on? It's impossible, right? So what is Jesus saying? Oh, there is a verse about that.
Hello?
Okay, you. There is a verse about that in Mark chapter 10, verse 25. Easier for a camel. So what is Jesus trying to say? It's easier for a camel to go through something this small than for a rich person to get into heaven. What does that mean? Does that mean no rich people get to go to heaven? Is that what Jesus is saying? No rich people? I hope not. It sounds like it, though. Well, Jesus is saying he's teaching us a couple things. One is that it's not really the most important thing to have a lot of money, right? We don't need to be rich. Jesus doesn't need us to be rich. What? Oh, yeah.
He was just a duck.
Oh, he was rich. Yes, yeah, Scrooge McDuck was very rich. But that's not the most important thing. Jesus says you don't need to be rich. But the other thing he's saying is there is no way, no matter how rich you are, listen, guys, look this way. There's no possible way for you to earn your way to get to heaven. You cannot, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you can't pay God enough money or pay in any other way by being good or by helping other people or by following enough rules. None of that can get you to heaven. It'd be easier for a camel to fit through this hole. Right. So we need to keep that in mind. This is really important. The only way to get to heaven is not by trying. It's not by trying. You can't try hard enough. It's by trusting. Because you cannot earn a place in heaven, but God can give you one. And he wants to give you a place in heaven when you trust him. That's a lot different from trying to pay your own way. We can't do it. That's really important. And so God wants to give us a place in heaven. We can't be good enough. We can't trust our own goodness, because you just have a lot of goodness in you, right? You've done a lot of good things, but you probably have some badness in you too, right? Anybody ever done any bad things? Yeah. So because of that, we need forgiveness from God. Everybody needs forgiveness, not just you guys and not just me. Everybody needs forgiveness. So that's really important. And that's why Jesus came, because he wanted to forgive you if you trust him. So we deserve to be punished, right, for our badness. But Jesus said, no, punish me instead. And God said, okay. And God punished Jesus instead of you, so we could go to heaven and be with him. That is amazing, isn't it? That is amazing. So when we trust Jesus, we can love him, we can follow him, and we know that he loves us and he's going to give us a place in heaven. So that's what we all need to do. And when we trust Jesus, here's the cool thing about that needle. When we trust Jesus and he forgives us and gives a place in heaven, it's like we're the camel that just went through the eye of the needle. Something impossible just happened, because we could not get to heaven on our own. But God will take us there by trusting him. What? I don't even, if you can find a tiny paperclip, maybe. But Jesus said what's impossible with us is possible with God. So that little tiny needle, God could make a camel go through it, and God can give us forgiveness and give us heaven, which is awesome. He can do anything. So do you think we should thank God for that? That he wants to give us eternal life? Let's thank him for that. God, I thank you so much for Jesus, who took our punishment and he did the impossible for us so we could be forgiven. God, I thank you for each of these boys and girls, and that you love them so much. I pray that they will not try their hardest to get to heaven, but they will trust you with their heart. And God, we as adults need that too. So I thank you for loving us that much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thank you, guys.